Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Hei Amid Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Rav HaGoyin, Rav Shmuel Yankov ben Yehudis Tzivya, Rav Shmuel Yankov Bornstein, who needs tremendous, tremendous Rachmei Shemayim. Today's also the yahrzeit of Rav Shmuel Yankov's late Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Rasya. So today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu nishma sora rasya bas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Leib. So yesterday we mentioned that the daf took a little bit of a turn, and it's going to discuss halachas related to wine. So it began in a meicher peiros diga context, but the Gemara is going to digress and is going to get into different halachas related to yayin. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, yayin hanimko b'chanos. Wine that is sold in a store. And we saw in yesterday's daf that the wine that was sold in stores tended to be wine that was beginning to sour. Because the wine that had a long shelf life, why would I sell now? I'll sell that as it gets a little bit closer to its expiration date. So yayin hanimka b'chanos is a long-winded way of saying wine that's already a shtickel chaymetz. It's already starting to sour. It's inferior quality. Said Rabbi Yehuda, despite the fact that it's of inferior quality, the bracha rishonah that you make is the regular bayir priyagofen. Rav Chizda said, "Gabi chamer da akram lamali. Why would I make a bayir priyagofen on wine that's beginning to sour? What bracha then do you make?" Says the Rashbam, "You're going to make a shahakol niyabidvare." In other words, machlik is Rav Yudin Rav Chizda. If somebody has wine that's beginning to go back, is the bracha rishonah bayir priyagofen, or is the bracha rishonah shahakol niyabidvare? Meisvei, I think the Gemara asks you a kasha from a brisa. How could it be a machlik is amli roim? It's tach mefurish in the Tanoim, Alapaz Sheifsha. The Brisa says, if somebody has bread that's beginning to spoil, Vayayin Shehikrim, or wine that's beginning to sour, Tavshel Sheovet Surasa, or a Tavshel that ordinarily you make a Bari Minim Ezoinus, it lost its Surah, it too is not perfect. Oymer Shehakol Niyabedvari. So it's Mefurish that the Brach is supposed to be Shehakol Niyabedvari. How could Rav Yehuda say, Yayin Anim Kebechanos, Mevorchen Olabari Priyagafen, Lechura, it's a Brisa Mefuresh, it's like Rav Chizda, which would mean that we have a Kash on Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Zviz, Rav Zviz said, which in short means there's different levels of spoiled wine. There's spoiled wine and the spoiled wine. Rav Yehuda agrees that if the wine is so spoiled, it's like the purtsima, the mizdaven akarnasa, that the bracha is going to be shakal nebedvari. That's not the kind of wine Rav Yehuda was talking about. Rav Yehuda was very specific. He didn't say spoiled wine. He said, yayin hanimka b'chanos. That wine, it's sold as wine. Obviously, it's not completely spoiled. Being that it's not completely spoiled, over there, the bracha rishayna would be, so what exactly is this purtsima de mizdaven akarnas? So Rashbam says, yayin ra yoiser mi oisa nimka b'chanos. This is wine that's worse than the wine that's sold in the store. She'enoi nimkar ela b'karnoi sa'ir b'proshes rochem. This was sold at rest stops. It was sold in places, she'yeshon loikchem harbe, where there are a lot of people that come and go. Ve'ein midaktikin ma yiknu kefisha. So they're stopping by for a quick drink. They don't clear so much into what it is they're buying. The yayin nimka b'chanos had to be of a somewhat better quality. It's dafka that wine that Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda agrees in principle, conceptually, he's on the same page as Rav Chizda. In fact, it's a mefurish b'raisa that there's a certain yayin shenikram where the halach is going to be shakol niyabedvar. Only I buy the Rav Yosef, I buy Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Chizda. So we have a machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizda regarding yayin hanimka b'chanos. Whether you make a bayir priyagofen or whether you make a shakol niyabedvare. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, Mar kaman sfirulei, who do you paskin like? Amalei, so he told him, Masnisi yodana. I know a brisa, and it's based on the brisa that I know that I determined my psak. What's this brisa? The Tanya, we learned to the brisa. A person had wine, and he now wants to be toirem, chumas and maestras, from the wine he has. He had to be boidik to chavis before he was toirem from the yayin to make sure that the wine didn't spoil. Because had the wine spoiled, then it would be chaymetz. Chaymetz klape yayin is like min b'she'enoy mina. You can't be toirim from chaymetz onto yayin, just like you can't be toirim from yayin onto chaymetz. It's not because one is better than the other per se, although wine is typically better than chaymetz. It's more because it's a different min. So yayin and chaymetz are viewed as different minim. That's the opinion of the Tana des Braisa. If you recall, over Yontif, there was a daf where the Gemara mentioned it's really machlekes tanam, nevi in the chachamim. But the Tana des Braisa holds that to the extent that the yayin turned into chaymetz, you can't use it now as truma on the yayin. Thus, this person had to be baidik. So what happened was, so he was constantly being baidik, and then, lo and behold, one day, his worst nightmare came true. the wine was chaymetz. The question is, when did it become chaymetz? This is similar to the first sugi masechtes nida. Kol anoshim daya shaitan. A woman finds nam nida. So when did she become a nida? We don't know. Now for sure she's a nida. The question is, do you have to assume she was already a nida from the time that she did her last bedika? Is it only a specific amount of time? Either way, says the Braisa, a rather cryptic halacha. Kol gimel yoim vada. For 3 days, we assume vaday. Mikan ve'elach sofik. Zok the Gemara, my kamar, what's going on? Machlokes amira. Amir Rabbi Eichon, Rabbi Eichon zochi kamar, kol d'biyam ad-rishayinim. The first 3 days, vadayay. Meaning, if you go back to the last time he did his bedika, he was baidik this yayin, and it was yayin. So for the ensuing 3 days, we assume that it was for sure wine. Even though now we know it's chaymetz, but it for sure took at least 3 days from when he did his last bedika for it to flip from wine to chaymetz. Mikan ve'elach safik. After 3 days, it's already a safik. So the first 3 days after the first bedikah vada yayin, any time after that, up until now, where it's for sure chaymetz, it's going to be safik. My time. What's the svara of this halacha? Says Rabbi Yochanan, the way I'm explaining the braisa. Because chamra me'eloi oka. When wine goes bad, the top of the barrel goes bad before the bottom of the barrel goes bad. This person, when he tasted the wine by the last bedikah, it was good, which means that the wine had not started to go bad. You can't say that maybe the top of the wine didn't go back, but the bottom did, because first the top goes back, then the bottom goes bad. So if the top didn't go bad, then obviously the bottom didn't go bad either. What would you be worried that maybe the second after he did his bedikah, at that point, it started going better. So maybe it should be a suffix from the second after he did his original bedika. Says the Gemara, but if you know a little bit about the scientific process of how wine spoils, it's not a kasha. Because the metzias is that when wine starts going bad, for 3 days, it smells like vinegar, and it's only afterwards that it starts tasting like wine. And when this person did his bedika, not only didn't it taste like chaymetz, it didn't even smell like chaymetz. And during that 3 day period, when it smells like challah, like chaymetz, and it tastes like wine, it's really wine. So it's poshet then, says Rabbi Yochanan, that for the first 3 days it was yayin. Because again, if the top of it was yayin gomor, it tasted like wine, it smelled like wine, that means the bottom for sure was also that way. Because when wine goes bad, me'iloi oka. And it takes 3 days until it starts really spoiling. It's not tasting like wine. During those 3 days, even though it smells like chaymetz, it's still yayin. So the point is, for 3 days later, it vaday had to be yayin. So we're going to go the chumra mamish. We're going to say the second after the original bedikah, it started to go bad. But even if it started going bad, then it's still going to be reche chala v'tamei chamra, and that is yayin. So for 3 days guaranteed, it's going to be wine. That's Rabbi Yechon's halacha. So what is the price of saying according to Rabbi Yechon? Kol gimel yoyim vaday. The 3 days after the original bedika, it's vaday yayin. Kan ve'elach soft. Reb Shumalevi holds kol gimel yom anachrein vaday. He has a whole different shot in the price. What the price is saying is that the last 3 days, meaning the 3 days right before this last bedika, when it came out as being chaymetz, vaday chaymetz. We look at it for sure as being chaymetz. Mikan ve'elach, any time prior to that, suffix. So according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, from the day of the last bedikah up until 3 days before this current bedikah, it's going to be a suffix. What is the 3 days vaday mean? Not the first 3 days, it means the last 3 days. The last 3 days are vaday chaymetz. My time, because chamra miti toyok. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds that when wine goes bad, it doesn't go bad from on top, it really goes bad from on bottom. So it's possible then that when you did your original bedika, even though it seemed fine, maybe just the top of it was fine, but maybe the bottom was already bad. If the bottom of it was already bad, so then it was already an issue at the time. You didn't realize that. But maybe the bottom was really bad. Even if you're going to tell me no, it's not the metzias. The metzias is that me'iloi yokar, v'ati imei v'loi yokar, and when you tasted it the last time, it was okay, but dilma basa d'ti imei yokar. But you do have to be concerned, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that right after you tasted it, it started to go bad. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan say about that? Who cares? Even if it starts to go bad, it takes 3 days until it becomes yayin. Because for 3 days, it's going to smell like chaymetz and taste like wine, and when it smells like chaymetz and tastes like wine, it's wine. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues with that. Havi rechi chala v'tamei cham. During those 3 days, it's going to smell like chaymetz, it's going to taste like wine. Verechi chala v'tamei chamra, if it smells like chaymetz and it tastes like wine, chala. The halacha is that it's really going to be chala. So I have to be concerned, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that it could be the second after the previous te'ima, it was already chaymetz. It was already chaymetz. At that point, it's going to be a suffix. Stating that, the last three days, I know for sure it's vadei chaymetz. Why do I know it's vadei chaymetz? Because if I tasted it right now and it was chaymetz, that means it started smelling like chaymetz 3 days earlier. If it started smelling like chaymetz 3 days earlier, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds on when it smells like chaymetz and it tastes like yayin, it's vadei chaymetz. So it's going to be vadei chaymetz. So in other words, we have a machlik that's had a little poshup shine in a brisa. A boydik is a chavis, liyois mafresh olea truma. You keep on checking your chavis because you want to use this chavis to be toyrim yayin on other yayin. And nimtzes chaymetz. One day, you find that it was chaymetz. It says the Braisa, kol gimel yom vadeh. 3 days vadeh. What does it mean, 3 days vadeh? Rabbi Yochanan says, the first 3 days after the original bedika, it's vadeh yayin, mikan ve'elach, safik. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, the last 3 days prior to this current bedika, it's vadeh chaymetz, mikan ve'elach, meaning any time before that, it's going to be vadeh, it's going to be a safik. What's the svaras ha-machloikis? The svaras ha-machloikis is that we know that wine doesn't start tasting like chaymetz immediately. The spoiling process happens over 3 days. First it smells like chaymetz, then it tastes like chaymetz. The question is, during that 3 day period, when it smells like chaymetz, but it tastes like wine, do we view it as yayin, or do we view it as chaymetz? Rabbi Yochanan held that we view it as yayin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that we view it as chaymetz. Rabbi Yochanan held that we view it as yayin. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan held that if when you tasted the wine, it tasted and smelled like wine, it for sure couldn't have become chaymetz for 3 days. Because in order for it to become chaymetz, it would first smell like chaymetz. And for the 3 days that it smells like chaymetz, in halacha, it's viewed as yayin. So for the next 3 days, it's for sure yayin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi saw just the opposite. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held that during that 3 day period, it's chaymetz. So that if right now, when you tasted it the second time, it tasted like chaymetz, it means it already smelled like chaymetz 3 days earlier. If it smelled like chaymetz 3 days earlier, and when it smells like chaymetz, even if it tastes like wine, it's vadai chaymetz. So the halacha then is going to be, it's vadai chaymetz for that 3 day period. Stating that, the brisa continues. It was a third shita. Droimoi, the Talmid HaChachamim in the south, in the Dara Masam, they had a different shot. In the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Rishonim, Vadei Yayin. The first 3 days is Vadei Yayin. Achroinim, the last 3 days, Vadei Chaymetz. It's for sure Chaymetz. And so im Sofik. So what's Pshat in Kol Gimel Yoyim Vadei? The first 3 days, Vadei Yayin. The last 3 days, Vadei Chaymetz. Freik the Gemara, Hagufa Kasho, Tzestira, Amrit, Rishonim, Vadei Yayin. You tell me the first 3 days is Vadei Yayin. Alma, what does that suggest? Reche Chalav, Tamei Cham, Recham. That if it smells like Chaymetz and it tastes like wine, it's wine. That's why you know for sure that it's not going to not taste like wine for 3 days, and when it smells like chaymetz and tastes like wine, it's still wine. That's why you're guaranteed for 3 days it's vadei yayin. For hadamer, and then you said achrein vadei chaymetz. The last 3 days are vadei chaymetz. Amar reicha chalav tamei cham rechal. Because what was the svar of that again? Like we said, because being that right now it tastes like chaymetz, you know for sure that it smelled like chaymetz already for 3 days, and when it smells like chaymetz, even though it tastes like wine, it's vadei chaymetz. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinions are diametrically opposed. They're based on taking two sides of a shayla. When it smells like chaymetz and tastes like wine, is it chaymetz or is it yayin? So how could the droimoi say both are true? It's not possible. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Says the Gemara, kegoin deshtakechal siftika. What happened was, in this case, when you tasted it the second time and found that it was chaymetz, it wasn't just an ordinary chaymetz. It was very, very strong chaymetz. The lav da'okar tlasa yoymi loyhavim mishtakechal siftika. That's already a different situation. So over there, we assume that the last 3 days it was already vadei chaymetz. Meaning, really, he holds that when it smells like chaymetz and it tastes like wine, it's wine. That's why for the first 3 days, we look at it as vadei yayin. That's really the shita. Stating that, now when you tasted it at such an intense taste of chaymetz, so now already we have reason to believe that maybe for the last 3 days it was already chaymetz. It's not an ordinary taste of chaymetz, and that's why the last 3 days we're going to look as being vadei chaymetz. Bottom line, why did we get into this convoluted brisa? Because we had a shayla, yayin anivka b'chanos, do you make a b'yir priyagofen, or do you make a shakal niyabedvari? It was machlekes Rav Yehuda Rav Chisda. Rav Yehuda said b'yir priyagofen. Rav Chisda said, "Shakel nia bedvari." Omli abayil Rav Yisef. Zabayi told Rav Yisef, "Ho Rav Yehuda, Rav Chisda, man kamar svirle." What's your opinion? What's your vote? Who do you? What do you hold? You hold you make a shakel, or do you make a bayir priyagofen? Abayi so told him, "Asnisi yadana." Ichveis habraisa. What's this braisa? Bechura. What he means to say is he's telling to the yayin anipke bechanos to wine that smells like chaymetz but tastes like wine. I guess that was the metzias of the yain and nimke b'chanos. It smelled like chaimetz and it tasted like wine. And if you have a shayla over here of whether you view it as yain or not, linyan trumas of maestras, so we'll have the same exact shayla with regards to the bracha rishayna. Do you make a bayer priya gofen? Or do you make a shahak on the abidvari? Here's the problem. The problem is, all Rav Yosef said was masnisa yadana. In the Brice itself, it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So says the Gemara, you're being pushed at the shayla from a Brisa, or be command poshutle, which Tana in the Brisa? Zok the Gemara, that too was a machlokes. Bligi bar Amori, Verav Zvit. Chadama once said, Rav Yochanan, that it's Yayin, thus you make a bar Priya Gofen. Chadama Rav Yeshua ben Levi, thus Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that it's Chaymetz, thus the bracha would be, a Shahako, Nia, Bidvar. So just one ha'ara. Just one aura on this Gemara. That is, you have here a machloikis, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Chisda, Yayin Anim Kibachanos, Mevarchan Allah Bar Priya Gofen, or you make a shakal near Bedvari. And the Gemara said right away, the emes is it's Mefurish of Raisa. Allah Pascha Ifsha, if you have bread that's spoiled, or you have Yayin that went bad, or you have a Tavshal Shavit Surasa, you make a shakal near Bedvari. It's a Mefurish of Raisa. Says the Gemara, I know there's a certain Madrega where if something spoils, it's for sure going to be a shakal. We're dealing with Yayin Anim Kibachanos, it still tastes like wine. It just smells like chametz, maybe. That wine, that's where there's a Rav Yehuda that holds him make a bayer priya gofen. But enochinami, if it would spoil to the point where they would only sell it at the process drachen, at the proverbial rest stops, over there we would agree shakal nebedvari. Now the truth is, there's even a third madrega. There's a madrega where wine, or any oichol for that matter, can go so bad that you wouldn't make a bracha at all. It's pasha not roi lachilof. There's different dargis, but the bottom line is that there's a time where it goes bad, you make its original bracha, then there's a time it goes back, you make a shakal nebedvari, and then there's a time where it's considered any roi lachilof, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Now this halacha, that food that goes bad, sometimes its bracha gets altered to shakal nebedvari, is brought down to Shulchan Aruch. It's an Erechayim, Hilchas Birchas Aperos, Simin Reish Dalet. Al Dover She'en Gidulim in Aretz, Kigayim Basa Behema Chayev Va'oif, Dogim Beitz and Cholov, Gvina. So, meat, chicken, fish, eggs, milk, cheese, or bread that spoils. And then the Mechaber has another 25 or so examples. At the very end, last two words, Mevarech Shahakal. So the Mechaber, Simin Reish Dalet of Katan Alv, is giving you a whole list of foods where you make a shakal niyabidvaris. You have the foods where their inherent brachas a shakal niyabidvaris. And then he gives you examples of things that really their bracha shouldn't be shakal niyabidvaris. But you're going to make a shakal because something went bad. Pas she'ifsha, that's the first example. Tavshal she'nishtana tzurasai, v'niskalko, etc., etc., etc. Zok debir halacha, that if you look in the Rambam it's mashma, that all these foods that are mentioned by the Mechaber, just like the bracha rishayna is the shakal niyabidvaris, the bracha achroina is going to be a bayer nefashas. And freak the bir halacha, I don't understand. Bishloima, the bracha rishayna, it's only a chi of the rabbana. So brachas are the rabbana. So I get it. The Chachamim said that even though usually for bread you make hamoitzi lachem min haaretz, usually for wine you make a bayer priya gofen, over here it was nishtana, it went bad, we're going to change the bracha. Rabbana have a right to do whatever they want. Hey mamru ve mamru. They could say, instead of making the better bracha, make a lesser bracha. Make the shahakul niya bedvari. Of a birchas hamazoin, the bracha achroina, das is the rice. So pass she'ifsha, where it says in the Torah, v'chaltav is about to be erachta, you're going to tell me now, make a bayer nefashis? Bayer nefashis, you're not mekayim your mitzvah day raisa. Ichabachiv day raisa, it's a benching.
So, it's a different mitzvah.
So I have a chiyah, birchas hamazoin, day raisa. How did Rabbana have a right to tell me not to be? The bir halacha is very, very, very bothered with this kasha. Very bothered. So the bir halacha, maybe you're going to tell me that when bread spoils, it's and you eat it, it's not considered an achila. But zok the bir halacha, it is an achila. It's just an achila al yedei atchak. And it's poshut that in Hilchas Brachas, achila al yedei atchak, shma achila. Why is it poshut? It's based on an important yisoid in the sugyas of Ketzim of Archin, and that is that the definition of what's considered achila in Hilchas Brachas is totally in the definition of what's considered achila in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. So if you would eat it on Yom Kippur, you would violate v'nisam esnaf she'seichem, you'd be chayiv kares, then if you eat it without a bracha, we have a problem. So the definition of achila is the same. And says the bir halacha, that the halacha is, if somebody eats lulve gefanim, branches of a gefen, on Yom Kippur, the halacha is yischayiv. And zok to bir halacha, it's poshet, that pas she'ifsh is not worse than lulve gefanim. So if you chayiv a lulve gefanim on Yom Kippur, that means it's shma achila in Yom Brachis, which means that pas she'ifsh, which is not worse than that, is also shma achila in Yom Brachis. So again, freik to bir halacha, he doesn't understand How is it possible that you can make a bar nefashis? There's a chiv deraisa birchas hamazon that you're not going to be yoitz if you make a bar nefashis. Says the Bir Halacha, chap. It's his only etzah to answer this kasha. Says the Bir Halacha, maybe the Rambam was talking about a person that ate, but he wasn't full, he wasn't satisfied, so he's not in a state of yachalta v'savata. If you don't need a shir sviya, you're not chayvin birchas hamazon midei raisa. If you're not chayvin birchas hamazon midei raisa, it's only a chiv derabanan. So again, hey mamru vei mamru. The Rabbanan said, don't bench, instead make a bar nefashis. But en chinami, if a person would sit there and he'd eat a whole meal, he'd be mekayv yachalta v'savata with this pasha ifcha before. The halacha would be avada. The halacha would be that you would have to make a boy a birchas hamazon, and then he says v'tzarachi lamaisa. I saw in the Sefer Shalmi Nissan from Nissan Kaplan Shlita. So he said that at MSS, if you look in our sugya in the Rashbam, it's mefurish. The Rashbam says that yayin that goes bad or bread that goes bad, the halacha is that you don't make the bracha. Right, read the lashon of Rashbam. V'lo yivorech al pas birchas hamoitzi toholav lechem. Toholav lechem. Says look from this in Kaplan, it's mavu in the Rashbam. What? What's the yisoid why you don't make hamoitzi on pasha ifsha? The yisoid is not because it's not an achila. It's not because it's an achila idei atchak or not an achila idei atchak. That's clearly the way the Chafetz Chaim understood it in Bir Halacha. Could be it's an achila. Achila idei atchak is an achila le'inyan Yom Kippur. Of course it's going to be an achila le'inyan brachas. The nekuda is that it's not lechem. I'm eating. I'm just not eating bread. I'm not eating bread, so I don't make hamoitzi. You make hamoitzi when you eat bread. I'm not eating bread, so why should I make hamoitzi? So for the same price, I'm not going to bench either. Because if what I'm eating is not bread, I'm not going to make hamoitzi. And the Emes says, he says, the whole sugi is mashma that way. Because what was the Gemara's sushtel? The Gemara said, he told him, I don't know. I know a braisa. What was the braisa? A whole sugi with regards to Ilchas Trumas. If someone's toirim, yayin al yayin, and there's a shaila now that it might be chaymetz, is it minde mina or is it minde she'ine mina? Meaning, the Gemara is danning, yayin anim kebechanos, that's the tzushtal to arsugya, where wine smells like chaymetz and it only tastes like wine. Is it yayin or is it not yayin? The shaila is it the min yayin so I could be toirim? Or is it not the min yayin? The nidin is what min it is. We're not danning hilchas achila, we're danning hilchas min. What is its DNA? Is it wine or is it chaymetz? See, you see clearly from the sugya that the shayla of yayin anim kebechanos, the shayla of pasha ifsha, yayin shehikrim, is a shayla not in whether or not it's achila. If it's a shayla whether or not it's achila, what does it have to do with the sugyas of chumas and maestras? It's a shayla of what min is it? Do I look at it as yayin? Am I holding a piece of bread or am I holding something else? I'm holding a pasha ifsha. From the tzushtal, the Gemara, it's mavu, that was a shayla. It's pasha, that's why the Rashbam fell that way, and I'm first glance, it would seem to be a very obvious answer to the Bir Halacha Shaila. I saw it in the poskim that there's a Shaila. What about B'diyavid? If somebody makes a Hamoitzi on Pasha Ifsha, is it okay or is it not okay? Like you have to make a bracha all over again, you have to make a Shalach Mitzvari or not. Could be it's totally in the Shaila. If the Geder of Pasha Ifsha is that it's Lechem, it's just an Achila Al Yedei Atchak. And an achila, your day atchak, is an inferior achila, and on such an achila, you make a shakal nebidvarik. But at the end of the day, it's lechem. So if it's lechem, I made a moitzi and lechem, it makes sense. I can at least hear that sad, that at the end of it should be okay. But if you're going to tell me that the geder of pasha ifsha mevarik, all of shakal nebidvarik is that it's not lechem, it's not lechem. I made a moitzi on a cup of water. Of course, the halacha is that you'd have to make another bracha. Either way, zochti gemara vayt itna moicha chavis yayin b'chaveiroi. If somebody sells a barrel of wine to his friend, v'hichmitza, and after the person took home the wine, he realized that it turned into chaymetz. Amar Rav, Rav said, "Kol dimul yomer rishen b'shus meicha." For the first 3 days, it's the responsibility of the meicher. After 3 days, b'shus lekeach. At that point already, the lekeach. So if it spoils within 3 days, lekeach can go back to the meicher and he can claim mekach tois. Shmuel Amashmuel says, "Chamra akasve demore shofar." Wine that's bought and was okay, even if 5 minutes later it turned into chaymetz, it's always going to be the responsibility of the buyer. That's before we see pshat in that. Avad Rav Yosef uv the kavase the Rav b'shichra. Rav Yosef paskin like Rav regarding beer. The kavase the Shmuel b'chamra. He paskin like Shmuel regarding wine. Vilchas like kavase the Shmuel. The lachas like Shmuel that even if it happens again 5 minutes after it was bought, it doesn't matter. Wine that goes bad, it always is always considered to be the responsibility of the buyer. What's pshat? Says the Rashbam. Pap Rashbam. B'Shmuel amar ene chayv b'achri yusay. Afal gaf she hichmitz b'toich chavetz shal moicher mishum de chavra agave de gavre shavar al kesef ha'odam medali kolaymar mazloi goyrim chet shal balayayin. If you have wine and it spoils, it means you have to be boidik, your averois and your schuyois. When wine goes bad, it has something to do with the spiritual status of the balayayin. It's chetsha balayayin. So it's not literal, like kasfei the morishov, it has something to do with the person who bought its shoulders. The point is, it's fosetrokt, sein averois. That's the issue. It's his spiritual matziv that causes wine to go bad. So this wine was fine for 10 years. Now you bought it, and an hour and a half later it went bad. You have to be by the Yom Mezuzah. This has nothing to do with me. It's Mazlach HaGaram that caused that something should go bad. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Rabbi Natan says that's not the pshat. Rabbi Natan says that maybe the pshat is that when you take wine, you travel it, you carry it, you transport it from point A to point B, sometimes that can cause wine to spoil. And that's something that the Lekeach did. The Meicher didn't do it. It's for that reason, it's going to be the responsibility of the Lekeach. It's not going to be the responsibility of the Meicher. Either way, Zakhtu Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Echad Sheikhar Tamarim, Ve'echad Sheikhar Sa'orim. Whether you're dealing with beer that comes from dates or from barley, Echad Shmari Yayin, or if there's wine that was made from Shmarim, so on the bottom of the wine vat, there would be sediment. They would pour water on top of it so they can get whatever they can squeeze out of the shmar. So that wine, so on the topic of what kind of wines you may make a shakol niyabedvari, here's another example. Says the Gemara, Rabba, acherim ayimrim, shmarim sheyesh ben tam yayin, if the shmarim tastes like wine, mevarach aleim bayir priya gafen. I mean, according to the Chachamim, it sounds like yay, shmar yayin, you always make a shakol niyabedvari. According to the acherim, it depends. What does it taste like? Does it taste like wine? Then you can make a bar priya gafen. If it doesn't taste like wine, even though there's wine as one of its primary ingredients, it doesn't matter, then the halacha is going to be a shach. Rabbi Yosef said, in halacha acher. The halacha is not like acher. Amar Rav. The kuliyam, everybody agrees, there was never a machlokes acherim and the chachomim, if Roma tilsa v'asar bo'acham. If you would have shmarim of yayin, you pour water on top of it, you poured three lugin, let's say, of water on top of it. And then, when you came back, after the process of making wine from the shmarim, you had four lugin. So then everybody would agree, chamruhu, that it's wine. And Rava Latame, this is Rava L'shitas, so Omar Rava said, kol chamru d'lo idori achat klas maya, lav chamru. He says, you want to know if wine is good wine? So in the old days, wine was much stronger than it is today. He said, if you could take this wine, you could dilute it to where the wine represents 25% of the total mixture, and it still tastes like wine, then it's wine. So if 3/4 are water, 1/4 is wine, and it tastes like wine, then it's chamru. If it won't taste like wine in that proportion, then lav chamru, it's not going to be wine. So in this case, it meets the 3-to-1 ratio. And there's clearly yayin over here, because you only poured 3 lugan of water. So where'd the extra lug come from? It obviously came from the shmar. So in this case, says Rava, everybody's going to agree that it's wine. There's no reason it shouldn't be wine. You have wine over here. It's the right ratio, 3-to-1. It tastes like wine. There's no shy, it's going to be wine. Rama klasa v'asa klasa. What if you poured 3 lugan of water on top of the shmarim, and then when you came back, all you had was 3 lugan, v'leklumu. Everyone's going to agree that it's not wine, because you started with 3, you ended with 3, so obviously there's no yayin. We'll see in a minute, that's not so simple. But at first glance, it seems to be very simple. Ki pligi, we was there, shayla, derama tlasa v'asa tlasa upalga. You poured 3, and you came back, there was 3.5. Derabana savi, derabana hold, tlasa ayil, tlasa nafik. The 3 out of the 3.5, that's the original water. Pashle palga, how much extra is there from the shmari yayin? A half, upalga b'shita, palgi mayi v'lekot. So you have a half a lug of yayin, to 6 half a lugin, or 3 lugin of mayin, the ratio is 5-to-1. 5-to-1 is not a good ratio. It has to be 3-to-1. That's not yayin. Yayin has to be 3-to-1. 5-to-1 is not good. V'acherim savri, the acherim hold that. No, this, if long as it tastes like wine, will be considered wine, because plus oil, the way we look at it is you put 3 in, treinu palga nafak, you 2.5 of the 3 is considered to be water, pashle kuza, 1 full is considered to be yayin, v'kuza betray upalga chamra ba'al yehu. 1-to-2.5 is a good ratio. Because if 1-to-3 is a good ratio, then 1-to-2.5 is a good ratio. What's the shailo? The acherim hold that when you put water on top of shmarim, there's for sure a half a kuz that's going to be absorbed by the shmarim. So a half a kuz is for sure being absorbed by the shmar. So if a half is for sure being absorbed, so a half is already off the table. So you started with 3, really the way you start the conversation is 2.5. If you now have 3.5, that means it's 1 of Yayin to 2.5 of Mayim. 1 to 2.5 is a good ratio. Chachamim don't hold of this. I mean, the Chachamim don't hold of this. If the Chachamim say we look at it as 1/2 to 3, not as 1 to 2.5, 1/2 to 3 is not a good ratio. That's not Yayin. 1 to 2.5 is within the 1 to 3, so therefore that is going to be a good ratio. But what you see from this last piece is that the emes is, even in the previous case, where you started off with 3 and you ended up with 3, it's not the pshat that it was a wash. It wasn't an even wash. Because you see that 1/2 a kuz got absorbed by the shmar. So why then was it so posh that the Gemara said that if you started with 3 and you ended with 3, lav chamru, because clearly there's no yayin. It's not true, there is yayin. Because we said 1/2 a kuz gets absorbed by the shmar. The Teretz is, Hezer Hashmar, because even if it's true that 1/2 a kuz gets absorbed by the shmar, but you have 1/2 to 5 other halves, and 5-to-1 ratio is not a good ratio. Again, this is some back-of-the-envelope arithmetic. So the point is, either way, a pretty straightforward Gemara. So before we end, so this week we didn't have that much time because we were going up against the clock, the hard start time. It's Rosh Chodesh. So we have a little bit more time now. I just want to go back and really summarize one nekuda regarding the sugya of the middle of the week, which is the sugya of Holchem B'mamon Acharoyf, or Ein Holchem B'mamon Acharoyf. So Perek HaMoicha Peres began first blot and a half with the well-known Machlikis Rav and Shmuel. HaMoicha Shor L'Chaveroy, if somebody sells a shor to his friend, but Nitzan Nakhon, the buyer buys the shor, he takes it home and he finds out that this shor has a personality. He's a Nakhon. He can't keep this shor alive. Because if he keeps it alive, bad things are going to happen. He goes back to the Moicha and he tells the Moicha, had I known that this shor was a Nakhon and I would have to kill it, I would have never bought it. Now, it's true, I can check it, and I can get meals out of it, but that's not why I bought it. I bought it because I wanted to use it. I wanted to work it in the field. Says Rav, Hareza Mekachtos. Shmuel says, no Mekachtos. What's the Machlokes? Says the Gemara. The Metzius is that most people, when they buy Shvarim, buy it L'radio. They buy it with the intention of being able to use it. So the Emes is, even though nothing was stipulated at the time of the sale, the Roiv supports the Lekeach. Rav holds, you always go Basar Roiv. So if you always go Basar Roiv, it's understood that when the buyer bought it, he bought it to use L'radya. Thus, if he can't use a L'radya, Hareza Mekachtos. Shmuel holds it's true that in Kol HaTayr Kula you go Basar Roiv, but not by Mamin. Ain't Holchem B'Mamin Achar Roiv. Thus, you can't use Roiv. What you're left with is a regular Suffolk, something that was never spoken at the time of the sale. Hamoitzeh Mechaveri Olver Raya. Right now, the Moicher has the money. The Lekeach does not have a right to come with a Tain of Mekachtos and take the money. We know whenever there's machlekes Rav and Shmuel, be isuri we paskin like Rav, by mamon we paskin like Shmuel. We're discussing a shayla mamon holchem b'mamon acharoyv or ain holchem b'mamon acharoyv. Thus, the halacha revachi b'Yisrael is ain holchem b'mamon acharoyv, based on shita Shmuel and mesechtes bava basra dav tzadik. Stating that, he spoke out that Kiveger in Gilyon Hashas here in dav tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's also in Chuvas. Madura Tinyana, Simin Kuv Gimel, brings a chiddush from the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin said that the only time we paskin, and the only time Shmuel said as Allah, that Ein Halchem B'mamon Acharoyv, is when it's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. But a Ruba de Ise Kamon, there the Allah is going to be Halchem B'mamon Acharoyv. So again, what's the difference between a Ruba de Lesser Kamon and a Ruba de Ise Kamon? So one example of each. Ruba de Lesser Kamon is this sugya. A person bought a shar. We don't know what his intention was. Did he buy it L'Radya? Did he use it to be Chayrish in his field? What did he buy? Lachili, he bought it L'Shchita, he bought it L'Shechtit, so that he'll be able to eat. Most people on planet Earth, when they buy a shor, they buy L'Rad. So even though the Roiv, most people of the world are not standing in this room right now, the Mir is not either here, it's all Lesser Kamon, but there is this abstract Roiv that exists in the world, called the Parish Meruba Parish, that Lach is you go Baser Roiv. Therefore, we assume that he also bought a L'radya. But the Roiv and the Miut are both Lesser Kamon. That's a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. What's a Ruba de Issa Kamon? When the Roiv and the Miut are in front of us, classic example would be, Achri Rabbim Lahatas, you have a Bezdin, the majority of the Bezdin says Chayef, Chayef. Majority of the Bezdin says Zakai, that Loch is Zay. Over there, the Roiv and the Miut are in front of us. The Roiv Dayanim that are saying Chayef are here. The Miut Dayanim that are saying Zakai are here. That's a Ruba and Miut. The Issa Kamon? That has, it says the Trumas Hadeshen, when do you say, Ein Halchem B'mamon Acharoyv? That's like the sugi over here. Ruba L'Radya Zavni, where it's Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But where it's Ruba the Issa Kamon over there, the halacha is going to be that Halchem B'mamon Acharoyv. Now, at first glance, you'd ask me why. The halacha is you go Basar Roiv when it's Lesser Kamon. The halacha is you go Basar Roiv when it's Issa Kamon. So why should a Chapsech Hanafkamino in the sugi of Ein Halchem B'mamon Acharoyv? Says Rav Kiveger, it's Pasha. And it's really based on Toisvis in Bava Kama Daf Chazayin Amadeis, and a Rashi in Masech Tis Kedushin Daf Peyem Anav. The Toisvis in Bava Kama Chazayin Amadeis is relevant to us. We spoke about this week a few times. Toisvis Tach Degrais Akash in the Sugya. Why does Shmuel Hol Ein Hochem Amam Anachar Roif? If in Kola Teiru Kula you go Basarayv, even by Dina Nefashis you go Basarayv, so says Toisvis Kavu Chaymer. Madach Dina Nefashis versus Azoy Harb. It's so Chomer. You go Basarayv. So Dina Mominis. Hakal, you should certainly go Basarayv. Says Tosfos that it's true. In Svara, there's no reason you shouldn't go Basarayv when it comes to Dinei Mominis. However, Tosfos says you have to realize that every time you have a Rav, Keneged the Rav, there's also a Miut. The Miut's there. It's standing there. And you have to reckon with the Miut. Now, Ramey's Shita is, you're always Chayish L'Miuta. The Chachamim argue with Ramey, we pass on to Chachamim. Now, we're not Chayish L'Miuta, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. But at the same time, the Chachamim acknowledge that there is a Miut. When you're dealing with Dinei Mominus, in addition to the Miut, there's also a Cheskes Mamon. You're trying to take money from somebody. And when you try to take money from somebody, you're going up against a tank. Cheskes Mamon is very, very powerful. Hamoitzim Echaveri Olivaret. When Rav wants to be Moitzim Mamon, the Rav is going connected a Miut and a cheskes mamon. Tosfos says the famous words, smoich miyuta lechazaka. You take the miut and the chazaka, you put it together, that's adif meiroiv. So ruba, of course, is adif from a miut. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. But when you have a miut and you have a chazaka, you can somehow combine, they can join forces, they can overpower even a roiv. So says Tosfos, the reason Ein Hochav Mamon Acharoiv is based on Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif. Says Rabbi Kiveger, hold that thought. Now let me introduce you to our Rashi Masechtas Kedushin Apei. And I'd love to go through the Rashi, but the sugi is a little bit too complicated. The Gemara over there is handling, if you have Truma, it's a suffix if the Truma became Tame or not. Roiv tells you it's Tame. So, of course, the Chumra, you have to treat it as Truma, that's Tame. The question is, could you be Seirif this Truma? Because Truma Tame really is supposed to be Seirif. It's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, of course, Rav says it's Tame, you burn it. Rabbi Yechon says, no, ain't Seirif and Allah Chazakis. You don't have a right to burn the Truma. And the Gemara in Rabbi Yechon makes a chilik between two different types of Ravs. And the way Rashi explains the Sugya, the chilik over there was Ruba the Isakaman and Ruba the Lesakaman. And what emerges from Rashi's beer in Shitas Rabbi Yechonon in Kedushin that Peyam at Aleph, Ayin Sham, what emerges is that even though there's a concept of Smoich Miut L'Chazaka, that's only by a Ruba the Lesakaman. By a Ruba the Isakaman, we look at the Miut as if it's not even here. And if we look at the Miut as if it's not even here, you can't say Smoich Miut L'Chazaka. So says Rabbi Kiveger, even though at first glance it's true, Hashem seems to be saying a Gevalda Chiddush, Sinish Tazak Grace a Chiddush. You just have to know Shas. And if you know Shas, it's not so schwer. If you know why Ein Hochem Mamon Acharoi, and that is because Smoich Miut L'Chazaka, that means it's predicated on us reckoning with the Miut. And you know Rashi in Kedushin Daf Pei, that Rashi says that the only time you reckon with the Miut is by a Ruba the Lesser Kaman, but by a Ruba the Issa Kaman, you don't reckon with the Miut. So it's very pashut. It's all based on there being a Miut that's Chashiv. Smoich Miuta L'Chazaka. You don't have a Miut that's Chashiv when you're dealing with the Ruba the Issa Kaman. So if there's no Miut that's Chashiv, you don't have Taisus Teretz and Perakaminech. What you're left with is an ordinary Roiv. If you go Basar Roiv by Dine Nefashis, then Kavachayma, you should go Basar Roiv by Dine Mamanis as well. We mentioned that Bateresh Shmuel speaks that in Perakaminech, that in Yeshiva they say, that's why Taisus, when he asked this Kasha, why shoot is the halacha in Ochel Mamon Acharoiv, he asked the Kavachomer Medina Nefashis. His kasha was, as in Yeshiva Frechman, by second Seder, then why don't you say more Pashit? You see, you go Basarayv by Dinei Mamonis. Dinei Mamonis Beshleisha. If two Dayanim say Reuven owes money, Reuven's going to owe money. If two out of the three Dayanim say he doesn't owe money, he's not going to owe money. Why? Achir Rabba Mahantis. You go Basarayv. So you see, by Dinei Mamonis, you go Basarayv. So why Taishvis need this whole Geshmak of Kavachomer? Taish should have said more glat. Minei Ubei. You see, by Dinei Mamonis, you go Basarayv. Zok, that Teresh Shmuel is very poshut. Because Achir Rabba Mahantis is Zok Aruba de Issa Kaman. Aruba de Issa Kaman, Avadi, you go Basarayv. By Dinei Mamonis, you go Basarayv. Das ist doch der Chumas Adesh. The Shaila is, what about by Aruba the Lesser Kaman? That Taishvis brought a raya from a Perik Ben Sayyid Ramarif, Ayan Shamba Taishvis, that by Dinei Nefashis, you go Basarayv even by a Lesser. So come on, and that's Isis Kash. If you go Basarayv by Ruba the Lesser, come on, Kavachaymer, by Dine Nefashis, by Dine Mominus, you should go either way. The Chumas Hadeshin said, Ein Hochem Mamon Acharoiv is dafka by Aruba the Lesser, come on, it's not true by Aruba the Issa, come on. The Svari is because Ein Hochem Mamon Acharoiv is predicated on there being a Chashivas to the Miut, Smoich Miuta L'Chazaka, there's a Chashivas to the Miut
when it's aruba de lesa kamon, but by aruba de isa kamon, we're not machshav the miut. And if we're not machshav the miut, then you don't say smoich miut al chazaka. What's the makar to that? Zokrab kiveger. It's a rashi and kedushin that pay them out. The emes, this is another maramakim. I don't think Rab Kiveger brings this. There's another maramakim. It's a mefurish maramakim, and it's even more of a tzushtel to this Trumas Hadeshen. And that's a Toysus in Yevamos, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Toysus over there is discussing Shitas Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds Chayshin on the Miyuta. Reb Meir holds Chayshin on the Miyuta. Zok Toysus, when does Reb Meir hold Chayshin on the Miyuta? That's only by Aruba, the Lesser come on. But by Aruba, the Isa come on, even Reb Meir holds Yina Chayshin on the Miyuta. Va'oimeri, the Beruba, the Isa come on, Kuli Alma Moidi, the Loi Chayshin on the Miyuta. It's a Toysus. What's the mikar? What's the classic case of Reb Meir's Chayshin Liyuta? Reb Meir holds you can't do Yibam on a Ketana. Why? Because we're concerned that when she gets older, we may find out that she was an islandess. An islandess, you can't do Yibam. It's Ishas Achshel Obamokim Mitzvah. Chances that this girl will be an islandess is a very small chance. It's a myth. Reb Meir's Chayshin Liyuta. So Reb Meir says, I'm worried that maybe she's going to be an islandess. So right now, the Psak Halach is that there's no way for you to go ahead and do. Says, Toysfus, that case, the classic Reb Meir, is that Ruba de Lesser, come on. The rave women in the world that are not islandess are not standing in this room right now. The Miyot islandesses aren't here either. It's a rave and a Miyot that are Lesser, come on. Over there, Reb Meir holds that by Aruba, the lesser come on, you chayish lemiyuta. But by Aruba, the isa come on, it's mamish what we're saying over here. We don't pass like Reb Meir. We're not chayish lemiyuta. But we hold the miyut exists enough that if there's a chazaka to be mitzar of it, smoich miyuta le chazaka. Does like the Trumas Hadeshet. That just like Teisvah said in Yevamos Samach Zayin Amud Beis, that Reb Meir is not chayish lemiyuta mamish when it comes to Aruba, the isa come on. So to Ledidan, that we're never chayish lemiyuta, but we acknowledge the Mitzias of the Miut, and we hold Smeich Miut al-Chazaka, you're not going to say that by Ruba the Issa Kaman, you're going to only say that by a Ruba the Lesser Kaman. But it's obvious that this is something that's somewhat Tzarech Bir. Tzarech Bir, what's the chilek? Why by Ruba the Lesser Kaman are we worried about the Miut, and why by a Ruba the Issa Kaman are we not worried about the Miut? Now, at first glance, you would tell me, probably, something along the lines of a Ruba the Issa Kaman is maybe a better Rav, Ruba the Lesser Kaman is a Schwacher, right? Better, worse, I'm stronger, I'm bigger. It's a little bit of a schwer mahalach, but however, it would seem at first glance to be somewhat supportive. And that is Gemara Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there was discussing a woman who found dam in her praise dart. There's a shaila. Is she a nida or is she not a nida? Tani Reb Chiyo, damanim to the proizdar, chayovin olav albias mikdash, v'sarfin olav as a truma. So if she has this dam and then she tosses truma, we burn the truma. Omar Rav, this is the only part of the sugya that we need. Shma mina med Reb Chiyo class. I learned three things from Reb Chiyo. Shma mina, roi v'korv, holach achar roi. V'shma mina, rubedai reisa. V'shma mina, isa liderab zera. Freik toisvis. Rav heard Reb Chiyo's reisa. A woman has dam in her proizdar, and then she touches truma, and there's a suffix. She's a nida, she's not a nida. So what's the halacha? You can be soyer of truma. Rava said, really? You're going baser roiv to tell me that you can be soyer of truma? Shma mina ruba de reisa. Rava got all excited. Frank Toysvis, Rava was mechiach from Reb Chiyo in Bava Masra Chavdalu that roiv's de reisa? Did Rava not learn Parshas Mishpatim? Achri Rava Mahatois. Of course, Rav's Day Raisa. Why would Rava have to come on to a Gemara over here in Perik La Yachbar? Osugi Masachtes Nida. Achri Rava Mahatois. Zoktois is Gewaldig. Achri Rava Mahatois is a Ruba de Isa come on. The Rav Dayanam and the Mir Dayanam are standing right here. Oh, a Ruba de Isa come on. Avad the Rav's Day Raisa. You know why Rava got excited? Because Rava held that this Rav is a Ruba de Lesser come on, which the Shmaitz is not so sure he understands why. But that Rav is a Ruba de Lesser come on. Oh, Aruba de Lesser, come on. Maybe there it's different. Maybe Aruba de Lesser, come on. Rav's not going to be a deraisa. Kamash Malan, that Rav's going to be a deraisa. And Zok Toysis, Emesis, it's a Gemara, another Gemara. Chulin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Minoha Milsa the Amir Rabban and Zul Basar Ruba. How do you know you go Basar Rav? Minolon. Chsiv, Achri Rabban Lahat. It's a Tuma. Ruba de Isa, come on. You're going to Teshach Hanuyas Fisan Hedjan like Kami Bailon. I know Ruba de Isa, come on. You go Basar Rav. Ki Kami Bailon. Ruba de Lesser, come on. Ki going to Kotavik Tano. Like this Sugi over here that we discussed, the Sugi Yavamis regarding Yim. So it's a Gemara in Bava Basra Chavdalet. Toysfus diuk in the Gemara. Shmami no Ruba de Raisa. It's a Gemara Chulin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. A Mefurish Gemara that I know Roiv is de Raisa by Ruba de Isa Kamon. My Shaila is what about Ruba de Lesser Kamon? That would seem to suggest that a Ruba de Isa Kamon is just a better Roiv. It's just a better Roiv. Thus, it's more pashit that by Ruben the Isakaman you go basar roiv. It's a little bit less pashit that by Ruben the lesser kaman you would go basar roiv. But I dine tzarach bir. Why? And I'm telling you, we could sit there and we could debate until we turn blue in the face whether it makes sense that Ruben the Isakaman should be a better roiv or Ruben the lesser kaman should be a better roiv. Ruben the lesser kaman, Ruben the Isakaman. You could definitely hear Ruben the Isakaman, the mirut is right here. It's staring you in the face. So, meicha tesa, there the mirut is command the lesser dami. Ruben the lesser kaman, where I don't even know where the mirut is, over there you have to be chayish for the mirut. Zilhachi v'zilhachi, it's something that seems to be so axiomatic. It's so posh that Ruben Yisakamon is a besser roi. Tzorich bir. But just to add one more piece to this puzzle, and that is, there's a gewaldige shayla in the gedoyle gedoyle achrayim. The Pnei Yeshua, Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Gimel, Rab Kiveger, in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Yud Gimel, and the Shef Shmaitza, Shmaitza Vav Zayin. They all clear, we know, Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurim. So, if we're dealing with a davar sheba mamin, or we're dealing with a davar sheba erva, a pishnai made a miyakum davar. But if it's a question of visa beheter, is this a kosher piece of meat, or is it a non-kosher piece of meat? Here the halacha is, eidecha nemen bi yisura, stating that it's only true if it's not going kineged a chazaka. Hecha des chazak yisura, gittin daf beiz amit beiz, the sugi of b'fanei nechtam, and in many, many places in Shas, here the halacha is that eidecha does not believe. The shayla is, what about kineged a roif? Is it Eidechad going to be believed kineged a roiv? Or is it Eidechad not going to be believed kineged a roiv? So for example, let's say there were three pieces of meat. Two pieces of the meat are non-kosher, and one piece of meat is kosher. So roiv tells me, there's a roiv here, that every piece of meat that I pick up is not kosher meat. And then Eidechad walks in, and Eidechad says the meat is kosher. Or let's say the reverse. Is Eidechad believed to go kineged a roiv? Or is it not believed to go kineged a roiv? So, Pashid, you ask a question like this to a yeshiva bacher, he's going to do back of the envelope arithmetic. Eidech is not believed kineged chazak. Ruba the chazaka. Ruba, so if you're not believed kineged chazaka, l'chura, you shouldn't be believed kineged a roiv either. Zok, Reb Kiveger, and the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shev Shmaitz, it's not so simple. It depends. Are we dealing with a ruba the Isa kamon, or are we dealing with a ruba the lesser kamon? Eidechad is not believed Keneged Aruba the lesser kamon. But Eidechad will be believed Keneged Aruba the Issa kamon. Meaning this cheshbon, that if Eidechad is not believed Keneged Chazaka, Kavachim, it shouldn't be believed Keneged Reif, because Reif is better than Chazaka. Very logical. That's only true if it's Aruba the lesser kamon. But if it's Aruba the Issa kamon, Zogid the Gedoyli Gedoyli Achreinim, there the halacha is that Eidechad is going to be believed. And at first glance, it makes no sense. Because we just spoke at all this raid that Aruba the Issa kamon is a much better Reif than Aruba the lesser kamon. So if Aruba the Issa kamon is a better Reif, then it's Hepech Asvara. How is it possible that Eidechad is not believed Keneged Aruba the lesser kamon? Yet he is believed Keneged Ruba the Issa kamon. So the emes is, if you look in the Achrayim, they all say pshat in their own nusach, but we'll work with the Rebbe Reb Kiveger. So Reb Kiveger, ksubes yud gimel amit beis, that the pshat says that. The chilik that you find between a Ruba the Issa kamon and a Ruba the lesser kamon, it's not, I'm better, I'm stronger, I'm taller, I'm this, I'm that. That's not the nakuda. The nakuda is Ruba the Issa kamon and Ruba the lesser kamon work very, very differently. Her alumnus. When you have a Ruba the Issa kamon, so I have a roiv in front of me, I have a meat in front of me. I have a suffix. This piece of meat, is it from the Teisha Chanuyos that are in front of me in this cul-de-sac? Or is it from the one store that's in this cul-de-sac? If I have a suffix, I need a way to be mevar the suffix. Zok the Torah, Achri Rabbim Lahatos. Ruba the Issa kamon, you can go basaroy. What does Achri Rabbim Lahatos tell me? It tells me that I have a right to paskin this suffix and assume that it came from the roif. Achri Rabbi Mahatois is a gzeiras hakosov to tell me that this is the way that we're mevar the suffix. If I have a ruba de leser kamon, there's no roif in front of me, there's no meat in front of me. Somebody bought a shar. And the question is, when he bought the shar, what was he thinking? Was he thinking l'radya? Or was he thinking l'achila? Over there, the question is something else. I don't have a suffix in front of me. I don't have people that buy l'radya in front of me and people that buy l'achila in front of me. I have a person. The question is, do I have to be concerned that maybe this person is from the myriad of people that buy l'achila? Or do I have a right to assume that if the majority of people buy l'radya, that maybe this person also bought l'radya? The shayla is gufa, do I have a suffix? By Aruba the Issa kamon, ichab asafik. By Aruba the lesser kamon, the shayla is, do I have a suffix? Got it? Ruba the Issa kamon, there's a suffix. I have a roiv in front of me.
There's a suffix lefanenu. We start the court case with a suffix. That's the way we present it. There's a suffix. By a ruba de lesser kaman, there really is no suffix in front of us. The question is, do I have to be concerned that maybe there's a suffix? Maybe this person is from the mi'ud, or maybe not. And to the extent I don't have to be worried that he's from the mi'ud, then there's really no suffix lefanenu. Something you have to think about a little bit. So Zok, Rav Kiveger, when you have a Ruba de Issa Kamon, there's a Vaday Sofik, what does Rav then tell you? It's Peshut the Sofik. It tells you that even though there seems to be a Sofik, there really is no Sofik. So if there's no Sofik, over there, the halacha is going to be, we disregard the Miut. The Miut is gone. It's existentisht. I don't have the Miut. Why don't I have the Miut? Because the mi'at is only there if avivait is a suffix. But to the extent that I just got a psak halach, I got an isha from a bezdin, there is no suffix. That's what Achir Rabbi Matis told me. So if that's the case, so why am I worrying about the mi'at? So a meir is chayish l'miyuta. Now I'm not chayish l'miyuta. Usually we say smaych miyuta l'chazaka. There's no smaych miyuta l'chazaka. Why not? Because the Torah gave me a right not to have to worry about the mi'at. Does state in the Gzeres Akasa from Achir Rabbi Mahatas. But by Aruba, the lesser come on with there's no suffix lefanenu. So Roiv, counterintuitively, was therefore never machir the suffix. You know what Roiv told me? Roiv said, don't be worried. Don't, what are you worried? You're worried about because there's a few people. People don't walk around life being concerned about a tzad. When there's a suffix in front of you, yeah, then you worry about it. But there's some tzad rochik. Maybe this guy is a terrorist. Maybe. But, you know, Ruba aren't. So why are you concerned that maybe he is? And that's all Roiv tells you. Roiv says, don't be worried about it. But Roiv never was mevatel the miut. The mi'ud is out there in the world. He just said, don't worry. Don't be so paranoid. That's what the Rav is saying. The Rav is not being mevarid the suffix and saying that even though I know there's a mi'ud, there really is no mi'ud. Exeris akasim. Rav is telling you that I know there's a mi'ud, but don't be paranoid. That's the psak by Aruba the Lesser Kamon. Don't be worried about that sad mi'ud. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Aruba the Lesser Kamon. If that's the Chiddush HaTorah, l'mais at the end of the day, we're still acknowledging that there is a mute in the world. We're just saying, don't be worried about it. Oh, but there's a mute? I won't worry about it. I'll go basarayf. But smaych miyuta l'chazaka. Rameir says, chayshidil miyuta. I am worried about the mute. So it's not the fart. One's better, one's worse. Fakir and Sfarid, you could probably argue Ruba de Lesser Kamon is better, based on the way Reb Kiveger just explained it. Ruba de Lesser Kamon, we don't even rechenzich with the tzad amir. Here you have no choice. You have to rechenzich with the tzad amir. That's true. But in a counterintuitive way, Noch the Chiddush HaTorah of the Roiv, it ends up being just the opposite. The table gets flipped. Because by Aruba the Issa Kamon, being that in Svara, logically, you have to reckon with the Miut. So the Roiv Bal Karchach tells you that there's no Miut. So I got a Psach Halacha, there's no Miut. I don't have to worry about the Miut. But by Aruba the Lesser Kamon, it's going to be just the opposite. It's Zok Reb Kiveger, that when it comes to Eid Echad being believed, Kineged the Roiv, the only time the Eid Echad is going to not have an amonis. That's if he's going connected to Ruba the Lesser Kamon. He says why? Because by Ruba the Lesser Kamon, what did Roiv tell you? I don't have to worry about the mute. And Eid Echad walked in, Eid Echad is going connected to Roiv. Eid Echad is not enough to force me to go ahead now and think the unthinkable. He doesn't have that kayach. He doesn't have the kayach to tell me that where the Torah said you don't have to worry about the mute, you should worry about the mi'ud. Because if an erech is not believed keneged chazaka, and ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, erech shouldn't be believed keneged the revida. It's stavka by a ruba the isa kamon. Because by a ruba the isa kamon, the whole yisoid of the roiv is that I have a suffix, and roiv is going to tell me a chiddush that you don't have, it's not a suffix. Achirab Mahatis, I'm not worried about the mute. To the extent that there's an eid echad, and this is the punchline, saying keneged the roiv, then there's no suffix. Because really, eid echad is nema. The question is, can I go connect the Roiv? If the Roiv starts with a suffix, and now there is no suffix, why? Because of the Eid Echad, Memela there's no Roiv. If I care, the Eid Echad can't hit the Roiv head on. Eid Echad can't hit the Roiv head on. Because Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adif. But what the Eid Echad is doing over here is not hitting the Roiv head on. What it's doing is it's hitting the Suffolk head on. And once it knocks out the Suffolk, Memela there's not going to be a Roiv. So it's that chilik between the way the Ruba de Issa Kamon is presented and the way the Ruba de Lesser Kamon is presented, that's the reason why by Ruba de Issa Kamon we don't look at the Tzad Amir, and a Ruba de Lesser Kamon we do look at the Tzad Amir. It's also the reason why in Eid Echad that is not believed, Keneged Ruba the Lesser Kamon is believed
Keneged Aruba the Issachamon. He's believed Keneged Aruba the Issachamon because the way the Suffolk, the way it's presented is with a Suffolk. Erechad has a Kerch Me'achir a Suffolk. Aruba the Issachamon is not presented with a Suffolk. It's presented with a scenario that Faker, Reif says there's no Suffolk. We don't start with a Suffolk. If you don't start with a Suffolk, there's no walking for the Erechad. All the Erechad could do is go Keneged the Reif and say, maybe there is a Suffolk. Maybe we're Chayesh Lemir. Erechad can't go Keneged the Reif. If there's a Suffolk, and Reiv is just being machriya the Safik, Erechad could be machriya the Safik over the Reiv. So I didn't have to hit the Reiv head on. I just attacked the Safik. And in Mela, there's no malkin for the Reiv. Because the minute you address the Safik, there's no malkin for Reiv anymore. So by Ruba, the Issachamon, where you present it, you start off with a Safik. So the question is, should Erechad be machriya the Safik, or should the Reiv be machriya the Safik? There, says Rabbi Kiveger, the Erechad will be machriya the Safik, and in Mela, there's no Reiv. Erechad can't go connected Reiv, can't go connected Chazok. I'm not going connected the Reiv. I'm hitting the Suffolk before the Reif hits the Suffolk. So in the middle, there's no Shaila. By Ruba the Lesser, come on, where there's no Suffolk. Why is there no Suffolk? Because of the Reif. So you now want to be Ma'ir a Suffolk? In order for you to be Ma'ir a Suffolk, you have to go connect the Reif. I can't go connect the Reif. You're Muchach to take on the Reif. Because you could only operate if you have a Suffolk. And you don't have a Suffolk. Why don't you have a Suffolk? Valsudar Reif. I can't go connected to Reif, so Memele Erechad is not going to believe. So again, it's not about who's better, who's worse. It's about understanding Heitev, Aruba the Issa Kamon, understanding Heitev, Aruba the Lesser Kamon, and then you have to take this Yesoi, think about it, let it percolate a little bit, and work with it throughout the sugyas of Ruba the Issa, Ruba the Lesser, and what's going to emerge is sometimes Ruba the Issa is going to be more chomer, and sometimes Ruba the Lesser is going to be more chomer. It's a shayla, it's two different scenarios, and you have to work it out. There's more to talk about, believe it or not. We actually spoke out, if you want to go back for reference, when we learned Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet, we spoke out some Fester Reid, a Shmeitzer based Hezvav that's very much related to this Gemara, goes into the Sugi of Tak Fukoyen, but the income of Kaimai.